And another story, Ishwarapuri. Lord Chaitanya accepted him among all the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, among all the great Vaishnavas. He accepted him as his guru. Why? Ishwarapuri was a sannyasi. He was a great scholar. But at the last phase of his Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri's life, Ishwarapuri was at his bedside offering personal service. The most menial, most simple service. But for him, he considered this to be the greatest treasure. For the pleasure of his Guru Maharaj, with his heart, with his soul, he dedicated with greater gratitude and honor than even worshiping the deity on the altar. He would clean the excrement from his guru's body. Lord Chaitanya took initiation and surrendered his life to him for this example, because he was so blessed by his guru. This is how Lord Chaitanya wanted to stress this principle for us. We could theoretically know things, but realization comes through this mood of service. The true treasures of Krishna's presence in his holy names comes through this mood of service. Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasti hishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. And at this particular time, I'm personally meditating on how His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was very much following in the footsteps of Ishwarapuri. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was born and raised in an aristocratic family in Calcutta. He was very highly educated, eloquent in every way. But the perfection of his life, he has always considered, was the opportunity he had to follow in the footsteps of Ishwarapuri and be at Srila Prabhupada's bedside during the closing pastimes of Srila Prabhupada's Leela in this world. With such a grateful heart, offering such menial service, giving medicine, cleaning Srila Prabhupada's body, cleaning Srila Prabhupada's utensils, revealing his heart to Srila Prabhupada of his gratitude and his love through his words, through his thoughts, and through his active service. For the closing 9 months of Srila Prabhupada's time in this physical world, practically always, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was at his bedside, serving with such deep faith. When Srila Prabhupada was physically incapacitated, he was there.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.